This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Congressional sources tell CBS News more federal workers have been fired, including 880 at NOAA alone.
Several hundred workers from the National Weather Service, which includes meteorologists, were also included in the reduction. Departments are critical to advancing science and climate research, as well as providing life-saving weather forecasts and warnings for the public. It's the latest round of cuts to the federal workforce as the Trump administration looks to reduce staffing and costs. Tracy Wolf, CBS News, New York.
Ukraine's president is coming to Washington today to meet with President Trump. CBS's Linda Kenyon says he's expected to agree to turn over some of his country's resources to the U.S.
The American taxpayers will now effectively be reimbursed for the money and hundreds of billions of dollars poured into helping Ukraine defend itself.
When asked if he would apologize to President Zelensky for calling him a dictator, President Trump says,
"We're going to get along really well, okay? We have a lot of respect."
Britain's prime minister visited the White House Thursday and said, quote, "History must be on the side of the peacemaker, not the invader." Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
There's new polling from CBS News YouGov that finds we are not confident about the economy and we're unhappy about the cost of groceries. CBS News Deputy Director of Elections and Surveys Jennifer DePinto has the numbers.
Most Americans, 77%, say their incomes are not keeping up with inflation, and most report prices for the things they buy are either going up or staying the same, not coming down. In addition to being concerned about the ability to buy food and groceries, 70% are concerned about their ability to save money.
More than 120 cases of measles have been reported across the country, three of them in New Jersey, where the health department is urging people to stay up to date on their jabs. CBS News New York's John Diaz reports from Morristown.
Doctors say if the count slightly increases, it's not a cause for panic. However,
if there's a pocket of unvaccinated people, because this virus is very good at finding people who are not vaccinated.
That was Dr. Robert Amler. He's a professor of public health at New York Medical College. Police aren't saying much about the deaths of actor Gene Hackman and his wife Betsy Arakawa and one of their dogs in their home near Santa Fe, New Mexico. They are, however, releasing more information as the time goes on. CBS's Anna Schechter.
There was nothing amiss in the house. It didn't appear that there had been any theft or anything like that. And they didn't see any weapons or wounds from a gunshot.
Police say the two had been dead a while. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I can't believe how spotless my floors look after using the Swiffer Power Mop. No more dragging around a heavy mop and messy bucket. Now I get the same deep clean without all the work. Thanks to the powerful solution and scrubbing pad of the Swiffer Power Mop, dirt and grime don't stand a chance, and I don't break a sweat. Mic drop. I mean, mop drop. Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop. A smarter way to mop. Try it or your money back.
Some people just know they can save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first at 888-ALLSTATE or allstate.com. Like, you know to check you have gas first before road tripping through the desert.
Empty? Seriously? Maybe I can walk.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So if you want to save money, check Allstate first at 888-ALLSTATE or allstate.com.
Maybe I can't.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Would you like to live to be 100? How about 106?
Birthday celebrations for Hilda Jackson, but not all the lights were on the cake. Jackson wore a garland of LED lights in her hair as she boogied to a top DJ in her nursing home. Her nephew, David Durham.
They asked her what she wanted to do for her birthday, and she said she would have a rave. And I thought, yeah, well, that kind of fits in with her life.
And Hilda herself.
Absolutely fabulous. You never think you're going to make 105, but I did.
Hilda Jackson, rocking her way to 106. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
And Nesta Lilu of Tamarack, Florida. She dances every chance she gets, plays the piano, and sews at the age of 108. She was born in Jamaica as one of 12 children, ate only fresh food there. She says she's lived so long because of her healthy lifestyle and the fact that she keeps a sparkling, clean kitchen. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
WRJN weather. by meteorologist Rodney Price. Increasing clouds and a gusty southwest breeze of the overnight with lows of the lower 30s. On Friday, a wind advisory, west to northwest winds gusting to 40 miles per hour. Some clouds around, a few showers as well in the afternoon with highs of the lower 50s. Right now, it's 31.
Yeah. Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
Goes on, the beat goes on, drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain, la-da-da-da-dee, la-da-da-da-da, Charleston was once the rage of home. Goes on. The drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. The grocery store, the supermarket. To war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce. Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss. The cars keep a going faster all the time. Goes on, the beat goes on, drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain, la-da-da-da-dee, la-da-da-da-da, and the beat goes on,
yes, the beat goes on,
and the beat goes on,
and the beat goes on.
Don't ever let You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a bag down a pity for the mind, selling little bottles of love potion number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. She said, what you need is love potion number 9.
Not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip.
If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC. WRJN.
Don't be slow. Cause I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning brings my train and I must go. And I don't know.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Call from the early, early morning to the early, early night. She's been smiling, rocking. gonna sock it to me now.
Don't let's go.
WRJN.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts, discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Oh, yeah. wish you lied. Well, no one told me about how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had turned the color of her hair.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Restrictions on American military raids and airstrikes have been reduced.
CBS News learns that President Trump will allow American commanders to authorize airstrikes and special ops raids outside of conventional battlefields. CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland.
The Biden administration had very strict procedures that might require up to seven different people to be involved in making the decision for an airstrike.
One U.S. official says the approach can potentially degrade foreign terrorist organizations' capabilities.